Don Wadewitz back in the cool 106.5 studios with a scoreboard update. We'll look at the WIAC first. La Crosse beat Stevens Point 31-28. La Crosse with a field goal with no time left, capping a 69-yard, 9-play drive that took 59 seconds. They outscored Stevens Point 17-0 in the fourth quarter to come out with that 31-28 victory. Eau Claire, no problem with Stout, 24-10. Oshkosh, all over River Falls. That one just went final, 42-7. Looking at some other top 25 action, number 2, Mount Union, had trouble with number 24 Ohio Northern. Sounded like they played in a lot of mud out there. 14-6, Mount Union wins. They had to convert 2 fourth down and long plays on both of their touchdown scoring drives to keep it going and to get into the end zone. St. Thomas, number 3, all over St. John's in that rivalry, 63-7. Heading into the fourth quarter, number 4, Mary Hardin Baylor, 26. Number 19, Louisiana College, 10. Number 5, Bethel, upset today by St. Olaf, 30-28. Number 8, Thomas More, no problem with Thiel, 50-7. Number 9, North Central, all over Carthage, a shutout there, 24-0. Number 10, Keene, last night, had trouble but got by New Jersey, 7-6. Number 11, Wesley, 33. Charleston Southern, 20. Number 12, Montclair State, 20. Brockport State, 13. And underway at the half, St. John Fisher, 3. Number 14, Alfred, 0. Wabash, Wittenberg, all easy wins. Adrian upsets number 17, Trine, 26-7. And number 21, Delaware Valley, 28-13 over Stevenson. In a game that they must have just sat the defenses, didn't bother to put anybody up there. Number 25, Salisbury, 70. Utica, 45, 115 points scored in that game. They might have been playing eight-man football out there tonight. We'll be back with Gary and Arnie from Perkins Stadium after this break. You're listening to the Postgame Salamonies Postgame Report on Warhawks Football on Cool 106.5.